time now for our second feature, which is about what to wear when visiting a restaurant. It's read by Ian Robertson.
If a restaurant has a dress code, I don't want to eat there, says Andy Newman. One of the great improvements in hospitality has been the democratisation of eating out. Starchy restaurants where you're made to feel small if you're not dressed up to the nines have largely gone out of fashion, and a good thing too. Anywhere which has a dress code is not generally somewhere I want to go. That's not to say I don't make an effort to be smart, but I do it for me rather than to satisfy some random social code which is mostly designed to make people feel excluded. Which is why I was rather surprised to learn that at the National Restaurant Awards earlier this month, the Ritz restaurant in London was hailed as the UK's best restaurant. The famous Mayfair Hotel had a stringent dress code, with men expected to wear a jacket and tie. Why, when you're paying through the nose for a decent dinner, would you want to be half strangled while you ate it? In many ways, the Ritz harks back to a long-gone era, with heavily starched tablecloths, silver service, uncomfortable straight-backed chairs, and an attitude best described as snootily dismissive, with most of the people who eat there. Maybe people paying £92 for a three-course lunch want to feel they are dining in the company of superior people. Perhaps there are enough snobs in London to make this work. I can't see a similar approach lasting long in Norfolk, and that makes me very happy. The last Michelin-starred meal I enjoyed in the county saw each dish brought to the table not by some liveried flunky looking down his nose, but by one of the team of young chefs. It was wonderful to hear the enthusiasm with which the person who had actually cooked my dish was able to describe it to me. And for any true foodie, the opportunity to quiz the creative genius behind what was on my plate was unmissable. In the dining room, patrons displayed a wide variety of attire, from formal to casual, but no one batted an eyelid, and why should they? We were there to enjoy a wonderful dinner, not to take part in some pretentious fashion show. I like the move towards informality in eating out. It should be about making people comfortable enough to relax and appreciate the meal, rather than making them feel ill at ease for some imaginary gaffe in etiquette. While the most important thing is to be relaxed while you are eating, there is nothing wrong with a meal being a bit of an occasion. It's just that to be special doesn't, or certainly shouldn't, have to involve wearing clothes that make us feel uncomfortable. The same goes for the way we are served as well. Sure, servers should treat diners with respect and vice versa, but that's a topic for another day. But they don't have to be achingly formal. And certainly I don't want to be the person bringing my food adopting a superior attitude. Thankfully, in Norfolk at least, if not in the rarefied atmosphere of the Ritz's dining room, we generally enjoy delightful, engaging and friendly servers who understand that when we pay a restaurant bill, we are not just covering the cost of the food, but the whole experience. There is a reason that the sector is called hospitality, so no matter how good the actual food might be at a place like the Ritz, I could never agree that it is Britain's best restaurant. A place which seems to delight in making people uncomfortable, which has an unpleasantly superior attitude, and which seems more interested in how willing you are to fit in with a preconceived and outdated idea of etiquette, seems an odd choice to represent where excellence in eating out is today, however good the food might be.